The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So one of the very, really important supports for concentration practice is your own body. People often associate concentration with something mental, mental focus. But it's in Buddhist concentration practice, the body is a really important support, aid, foundation for concentration practice. So it'd be useful here as we begin that you take a posture, very consciously. And even if you're comfortable and familiar with the meditation posture for a long time, take your posture kind of freshly, and maybe sway back and forth, side to side, forward and backwards a little bit, and really kind of begin to feel your body from the inside. Perhaps close your eyes, and then consciously and carefully kind of align your body well, so you feel that there's stability. Perhaps feeling the contact of your body against the chair or the floor. And feel that contact as if it's a base that supports you. And feeling the weight of your body through your body. And in particular, notice how the weight of your body moves through your spine. Is the center of gravity of your bodily weight, does it travel through your spine, or is it in front of your spine, behind the center line of your spine? And perhaps you can move forward and backward a little bit, gentle movements, moving slowly up the spine so the best possible way, the most of the weight of your body feels like it's stacked or moves through the vertebrae. The spine and the muscles along the spine and the muscles between the spine and down into your hips are what hold you up. And then around that structure, we want to see if we can relax as much of the body that's not needed for holding us upright. And for this purpose, it might be useful to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, see if you can relax and soften anything extra, any extra holding in your body. Breathing in deeply, and softening the area of your shoulders and shoulder blades. And perhaps it's possible to soften the belly.
Perhaps
Perhaps it's possible to soften the muscles of your thighs and legs. Some people brace themselves against life. Perhaps it's possible to relax all the muscles in your pelvic cavity. So there's a letting go, sinking into your chair or your cushion. And it can be helpful to also soften the muscles of the face and jaws. Might even drop your mouth open and then let your jaws, teeth gently float back together. And then, sitting here quietly, turn your attention inward to the quality of whatever your inner life feels like in your body, in your heart. Become aware of your inner feelings, your inner emotion, life. In a very simple way, not to analyze it, or but just, is it comfortable or uncomfortable inside? Does your mental or emotional or heartful life feel agitated or relaxed? Contracted or open? So then, letting yourself be at ease, trying to cultivate some ease, easy feeling, easiness, being easy with how you're feeling right now. And then within your body, as part of your bodily experience, become aware of breathing, of how your body experiences breathing. And familiarize yourself with what the experience of breathing is like for you here and now, as if it's completely new. Like snowflakes, no two breaths are the same. And is the experience of breathing in some global way, global experience of breathing, is it more on the comfortable side or more on the uncomfortable side? If it's more on the comfortable way of breathing, kind of settle into that comfortableness of breathing. If it's more uncomfortable, settle into the sense of discomfort. And just feel the uncomfortableness in a very relaxed way. It's okay. Make space for it so that perhaps something in the breathing can relax, because we hold it gently and openly, acceptingly. And then as you feel your breathing, see if you can find some particular area of breathing that feels compelling or comfortable to center your attention on. Could be the movement of the belly, solar plexus area, or the chest, center of the chest. Could be the air as it goes in and out through the nostrils. And then perhaps you can center yourself on that place of breathing, as if awareness, as if attention or concentration is a large round sponge. And at the center of the sponge, there is this place of breathing. And as you breathe in and breathe out, that experience of breathing gets absorbed into the sponge of awareness. So from the very center of the awareness, of centered in the great bubble of awareness, is this place of the breathing. Letting that be the center of gravity, of attention. So we're engaged in a training to develop the capacity to stay centered, stay focused on the experience of breathing. And that you're responsible for that training. And it involves being intent, an intention, that this is what you're up to right now. And then whenever the mind wanders off in other directions, you remind it gently, but maybe firmly or softly, come back to the breathing. Direct everything back to the breathing. The mind wanders off in thought. Let go of what you're thinking about. Let go of focusing on that. And redirect the attention back to the breath. Recenter yourself on the experience of breathing. And if there are feelings, emotions, sensations, that are also attracting your attention, can make it difficult to be with your breathing. Imagine that the experience of breathing is at the very center, the heart of your whole lived experience now. And that everything else is on the periphery. You don't have to engage or change or react to how you're feeling. Come back and let the breathing be at the center of it all. Hanging out with the rhythm, breathing in and breathing out. Don't be troubled by anything. Just let everything be about breathing as much as you can. Think breathing. Think breath. Breath. Let your thinking be about settling into the experience of breathing. And then monitor a little bit how it's going for you. How well are you able to stay focused on the breathing? What are some of the things that are making it maybe a challenge? And as you monitor yourself gently, see if what is needed is maybe more firmness or intentness, energy to really apply yourself, or if what's needed is to relax something, to soften into, be more accepting. What helps you stay more focused on the breathing? You become more intimate with breathing. Perhaps at the end of the exhale, there can be a gentle letting go or relaxing, softening of the exhale, so that your exhale is a little bit longer. Letting go into a longer exhale. Or if you find yourself sleepy, perhaps you can breathe in a little bit at the top of the in-breath. Breathe in a little bit more extra, a little more actively, to bring some more energy. And in the last couple of minutes of the sitting, see if you can let your mind become as quiet as possible so that it's increasingly sensitive to the experience of breathing. Kind of like you're letting your mind come real quiet so you can hear a sound far in the distance. or tune into something that's very subtle. Let your mind become as still as possible to feel the subtlety, the fullness of breathing in, breathing out. So let's take a 25-minute period for walking meditation. And I'd like to teach you a way to do walking meditation that's more concentration-focused. And that is, find a walkway, some place to walk, where it's maybe 20 or 30 feet long. And walk it probably in a pace that's slower than a normal walking pace. And focus your attention on the sensations in the feet as you walk, especially in the foot that's doing the stepping. And then you're going to really kind of tune into that. Let that be the center of attention, the center of gravity of what goes on. Think, when you, if you have to think at all, think about your feet. Think about being present for your feet. Encourage yourself, nudge yourself to stay there. And then as you count, as you walk, count your steps. And each step gets one count. And so count five steps. One, two, three, four, five. When you get to five, start again at one for the next five steps. Count again, start over again. But next time, count to six. So six steps. One, two, three, four, five, six. When you get to six, then next time, count up to seven steps. When you get to seven, start again at one and go up to eight. When you get to eight, start again and go up to nine. When you get to nine, start again and go to ten. When you get to ten, next time you do it, count to nine. When you get to nine this time, next time, count to eight. Next time, count to seven. Next time to six. Next time to five. When you get to five again, then next time, go to six and seven. And go up and down. If you lose count, don't worry. If you lose count, you just get to start from the very beginning of it all over again. One to five again. And just don't worry how often you lose count. Just kind of come back and start again, one to five. And this counting of the keeping your attention focused on the feet as you step, really kind of staying there. And by counting, it can support being focused and concentrated. And it sometimes is helpful that when you make the count, that you don't just do a brief little kind of checklist, you know, one, done with that. But you really let that inner word, inner language says one, really kind of become the kind of fill the thinking mind. So like one. So like soft but full and gentle. Kind of like, you know, you're in a dark room and someone opens the windows and the sunlight fills the room. So you say one, and that one just kind of fills the thinking mind. So that's not a lot of space in there for a lot of other thinking about other things. But you have to keep track of where you are. You have to have, you know, that keeping track, remembering where you are on the count to help support the concentration. Does that make sense? So we'll start again at in here at 5 minutes after 10. And are you managing? So Andrea will ring a bell at 10 o'clock, and that gives you 5 minutes to come back, and we'll continue here. What? Oh, 11, yes. So 5 minutes after, so sorry again, 5 minutes after 11, and Andrea ring the bell at 10, so you know to come back if you don't look at your watch a lot. And now, when you do walking outside, you can walk on our gravel and sidewalks and our parking lot, but please do not do walking meditation in the dentist parking lot. Also, please, if you're walking on the sidewalk, be aware of other people who are walking by or cars going in driveways, but you should really give them right away. Speed up, get out of the way. Don't kind of hold your, you know, don't just kind of keep your, like, I'm walking slow here and you have to kind of put up with me. So, but enjoy it. Thank you.